The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the hardest working man in News Talk is, of course, Josh. Josh Crosby, originally from Kerry. You know, Henry McKean gets to go to Turin and the Alps. You got to go to Finglas. And the reason for that is residents in Finglas are very concerned about plans to open a gaming arcade in the village. Mm. They say there's already enough gambling betting offices there. So Josh has been out looking at the proliferation of bookies shops in disadvantaged areas. Good morning, Josh. Tell me this. What is the local sentiment in Finglas?
Yes, so look, they feel that there are already enough, I suppose, gambling outlets in the area. And to be honest, if you take a walk up through the village, there are four bookies. The main players have two outlets each, and not far from the centre of the village, there's another one as well. So look, five in total, and locals are now frustrated over a proposal for an arcade amusement to open on the main street. Now look, it's still only early days, Ivan. A planning application has been put in, but residents have already been coming out against it. A meeting was called by the Tidy Towns with councillors. Even the parish priest has stepped in now, Ivan, and got involved with an objection. Look, I spent some time in the area just to, I suppose, test the temperature and find out what people want. And it's a different type of business to bring footfall into the village is what they want. We'll start with Donna, who told me she lives very close to where the arcade has been proposed.
We've already had so much antisocial behaviour. It's unreal. We just don't need it. Attract anything and everything, somewhere for them to hang about. So, you know what I mean? Somewhere for people to just stand around and do nothing. And you know what that causes, you know what I mean? Idle hands and stuff like that. So absolutely no.
And some people might say, look, it's better to have some type of business in the street rather than nothing at all, than a vacant building.
It could be anything else. They could put anything else in it. You know, they already have a youth place at the end of the corner.
And you've already experienced antisocial behaviour?
Loads of it, loads of it. You know, it's just, it's unbelievable. Kicking indoors Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sitting in, lighting fires in your hallway.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It might be a bit disruptive to some of the businesses, but it's definitely good to have something in the building rather than see it go to waste.
There's enough. There's two of each in the village. There's two of each. That's four in a little village, you know what I mean? There's enough gambling going on.
What do you think about an arcade now? Some people might say, look, it's not as serious as...
Well, it is, because it's going to take everybody's money.
Yeah, like, no harm, but you'd be wondering what's going to come with it as well, you know?
Like, some people are saying, look, it's better to have something in there than a vacant building that, yeah, you know, will bring people into the village.
But yeah.
No, I'm against it. It's another addiction, isn't it, for people, that's all.
Some people might say, look, an arcade, a slot machine or something, it's not as serious as the bookies.
It's like saying it's okay to smoke hash, isn't it? It's a gateway, isn't it?
Is there already an attitude that there's an over-proliferation of gambling businesses in the area?
Absolutely. We have enough betting shops here in the village. There's one that was directly opposite where this proposal now, this shop is going to go. We have another two more up at the top of the village. We have enough of that stuff in the village. We don't need any more.
So is there a feeling, because the number of betting shops has declined, that the proliferation is in disadvantaged areas?
Well, I suppose it's not just localised to Finglas, Dublin or even Ireland, Ivan. Studies have been carried out around the world looking into the demographics and the locations of gambling outlets. And when you examine the statistics for Ireland, the results published by the Health Research Board found that those living in the most deprived areas were most likely to be an at-risk or problem gambler. They were also more likely to put on a bet in a bookmaker's shop. Well, it also found that those working in employment were most likely to put on a bet, but unemployed people were the most likely to be at risk or problem gamblers. Now, I was quite surprised myself to see four bookies in Finglas Village, but if you link up the studies there that have been carried out with the Pubble Deprivation Index, this has classified areas of Finglas as being disadvantaged or very disadvantaged. Now, you will know a lot more about this than me, Ivan, but I guess, look, if you're a business owner or an entrepreneur, you're going to go where your target audience is based. But to get more of an insight into this, I spoke with gambling addiction counsellor Tony O'Reilly, who's had his own troubled past with gambling. And interestingly, Tony says there could be other factors at play as to why we might see more gambling outlets in disadvantaged areas.
I suppose when I was working in Dublin years ago, I was in a transitional house in Coomvera up in Gardiner Street. And I found that in around that area, there was a lot of bookies. Like, even there was one particular bookies that would have three offices in within a couple of hundred yards of each other. And like, I kind of knew from my experience of working in the area that in the UK, they would have very much a street presence, because they can put in a number of bob D machines, fixed odds, betting terminals, which will be huge generators of money. So it was in their interest to have these shop fronts. But in Ireland, I often wondered, why was there such a need for all these booking offices in one place were the target of a specific, as you said, vulnerable demographic of the population. And I think that was the case. I think that obviously it was worth our while to keep those three offices open, and must have been doing, you know, must be making money for them to keep them open.
Is there a prevalence or like an out of kilter, I suppose, availability of gambling outlets in disadvantaged areas? Would the industry, would it be known to specifically target those who would be more susceptible, I suppose, to taking a risk or taking a punt?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's because it's easier to get shops in those areas. Because if you look at disadvantaged areas, sometimes you will have a lot of, you know, Euro shops, or, you know, have a lot of kind of vaping shops and kind of phone shops, or even shops where you can go in and trade in goods for cash. I think they probably do target certain areas, but maybe other cohort or different types of shops there. But I think nowadays, I think, you know, you might look back at that before the advent of online gambling. Maybe that was the case. But nowadays, they can target anyone because everyone has smartphones, whether it's someone from a disadvantaged area or not. Well, everyone will have a smartphone. So I think the shopfront will give a certain amount of, I suppose, marketing. And I suppose in some disadvantaged areas, if the bookie is front and center and the person's coming back with social welfare or with their wages, or they can be there by design, I'm sure as well. I'm sure they would put a lot of research into where they would put various gambling shops.
Would you like to see like kind of more stricter planning rules around the limit of certain outlets in one area, or like a saturation of the market? Like,
I think so, because I think it normalizes gambling to see all these outlets there.
That was gambling addiction counsellor Tony O'Reilly. When I opened my first of 63 betting shops in 1988, 95% of all bets in Ireland were across the counter of a shop, and 5% were on phone. Today, I'd say it's 80% online. So, are there more outlets opening up or what?
Well, look, we know this has moved online, as you said, even this week, of course. Look, if you go into any bookies, they will be busy. But how many more are just backing with the smartphone in their pockets? So I suppose, obviously, if you mix the growing online market with new regulations and tax, it's all having an impact on businesses opening up the doors of physical stores. The Irish Bookmakers Association says that the number of shops across the country has gone from 1,385 only in 2008 to just 731 at the end of last year. That's a decline of over 47%. Now, those behind the proposed arcade in Finglas say it will create 8 full-time jobs, and it'll be bringing a building that's been vacant for more than 2 years back to life. But still, Ivan, from speaking to those in the area, many would prefer to see it stay closed. I met with Fianna Fáil councillor Keith Connolly after he had the meeting with concerned residents, and he says there are other options.
This proposal is going to open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. There's a cashier involved, and we have major concerns about what this will bring to the area. Gambling highly addictive. In the Dublin City Council Development Plan, it's clearly mentioned actually that these kind of amenities will be prohibited in certain places, and that's hoping that the council will see that and perhaps it will get refused permission.
And is there an argument there that it's better to have some type of business in there than none at all, and it can bring footfall into the village?
I don't think so, personally. In this case, we already have a lot of bookmakers, and sadly, if you go into any bookmaking shop in the village or indeed throughout the country, there already is roulette on the board, there's bingo on some occasions as well. Having a gaming arcade with a cashier open at least 12 hours a day is a negative in my light, and I'd rather actually have nothing there.
Talk to me about what took place this evening, and as the local representative, what are you going to be doing to ease locals' concerns?
Yeah, so this evening, Finglas Tidy Towns, who are very proactive in the superb working area, trying to enhance their area and keeping it really, really tidy and clean, they asked public reps to attend the briefing with them, just outline their concerns about the proposal. That was fairly well attended, and I suppose as a councillor, I'll certainly be lodging an observation outlining my concerns about the proposal, or the encourage others to deal with it as well. I've already done that on social media, and hopefully the planning department, Dublin City Council, will see the light. In 2012, a similar proposal was actually proposed here, which was torn down, thankfully. That was actually appealed on Bord Pinála, and again torn down. So it's actually, the development plan has got a bit stricter now around this, so again I hope it will be torn down because it has nothing to our village.
All right, that concludes that report from Josh, the Finglas Ballymun councillor there, Keith Connolly. Josh, you're off on the lash to Galway for the weekend.
Well, I'm going to...
Shocking behaviour.
I'm going to visit Galway. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I'll be sightseeing as well.
All right. Well, you certainly deserve a break, and you're on the hard shoulder as well. 3 reports in one day. There's no limit to this man's talent.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.